The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world.
I talked to two people who said that Marcus Stroman and the Cubs are in serious talks.
I'm just reporting the news.
We'll see if Marcus Stroman's coming to the Cubs, as Spiegs exclusively reports.
I can handle big news and little news. And if there's no news, I'll go out and bite a dog.
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at John Heyman, who just tweeted, Cubs are in serious talks with Marcus Stroman. Matt Spiegel, 670 first.
Look at you.
There he is, huh?
What a day for Spiegs. Ken Rosenthal coming in.
This all happened because Ken Rosenthal wrote an article.
Note interest, Matt Spiegel, 670. It's happening. You are a baseball opinionist. You're a baseball talk show host. You're a baseball play-by-play man. You're a baseball reporter.
Come on.
Matt Spiegel is one of the great baseball people, and not only in this town, but across the country.
I mean, honestly, whose job do you want? Do you
I
want
like
Stone's job?
No! If I have to have somebody's job, yeah, I'll take Pat Hughes's, of course.
Okay,
I mean,
good.
Come on.
So Pat, I'm sorry to break it to you.
And I have some breaking news for you.
Yeah, but that would be a wonderful way to grow old and round out a life centered around baseball.
I mean, yeah. You're on your way. This is, what a day. I'm so glad I was working today for this moment. The smile on your face.
Oh, God.
Hey, Speaks, per Fox Sports MLB, Cubs are in talks with Marcus Stroman per Ken Rosenthal. So now
I believe. Oh, wow.
Confirmed.
This is my opportunity to be angry about being left out of a sourced report.
Yeah, ESPN source, good. I mean, what a bunch of clowns they are. Source. They have a source.
That is hilarious. If this was you, I feel a little bit like you on NFL Schedule Reveal Day.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right. You think you can do this to me? I'm the man up in this piece. I run here. You just live here. King Kong ain't got on me.
One, two, three,
and here we go, Jim. Here we go. Here we go, Jim. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
I feel like today it should be Spiegel and Parkins again, dude.
Oh, let's go. That was a totally different show, though.
Totally different.
Different vibes, different bits, different attitude, different chemistry.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. This one's better. But man, what a day for you. What a day for the Cubs. And it was the last day of baseball for a long, long time.
Oh my God, dude.
Weird, right?
It's like so weird.
That's the day you get your scoop, the day that the sport shuts down?
How about, yeah, right. And so the very last bit of news of an actual player acquisition? No, I think Passan had the last bit of news. There was a trade consummated at like 11:45 p.m. So like Hunter Renfroe got dealt at like 11:40.
Clemson receiver?
Not Hunter Renfroe.
It is Hunter Renfroe. I'm kidding. There's baseball Hunter Renfroe, and then there's Clemson and Vegas Raider receiver Hunter Renfroe.
I never realized. Yeah, I never put together that those are the exact same names.
A little Hunter Renfroe humor for you guys at the top of the show here. Gotta love it.
I could have gone Hunter Dozier. You know, there's a lot of Hunter. Hunter S. Thompson. Hunter S. Renfroe. One of them should just take the S and go that direction. But this is plenty of Hunter stuff. I think we're done with that.
I think so.
Yeah.
But yeah, congratulations. Did you hear from
Congratulations.
Did you hear from Mitch? Do you have a new contract?
No.
Did you hear from Passan? Who'd you hear from?
I did hear from Passan, which is pretty hilarious. Passan texted me and said, hey, this is Passan. If the stress is too much next time, you can just give me your scoop instead.
That's good.
It's a good line out of him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he said, that's a great pull. Congrats, yada, yada. He asked, is Park treating you well? And I said, today he is.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And he said, we take what we can get, right? It's like, that's how it works. That sounds like a guy who knows you pretty well.
Hey, we're all day-to-day, Spiegs. We're all day-to-day. Can you get on camera? What the hell's going on here?
I can't see you. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
I can't see you.
All right. So that's not working. Okay.
No. Now I got you.
It's a matter of where I was.
Yeah,
we can work that out during the break.
Hey, Shane, I'm Rusty. I'm just having a conversation with Scoop Spiegel over here. He's a newsbreaker. I'm reveling in the last days that he is a part of this show before he goes on to bigger and better things. But just to pick up with what we were talking about with Lawrence, I just think how this game is going to go. Like I'm not outraged by any of it. I don't think we've known this has been coming for a long, long time. Baseball is just setting itself up, and we went through this in COVID when they were working on like, hey, can we get back and play? I'm not sure about the money. Like they just, you call it the leak receptacles. They do a terrible job.
Yes.
Of damage control and crisis PR when times are bad. And that's actually when you need the crisis PR, is in times of crisis. And so they would be very well suited to try to stay out of the day-to-day news cycle with this, because until you get to the point of we have a deal, the vast majority of your fan base doesn't care, and all you're doing with every one of these news cycles is just turning off a few more people. A few more people. Most will come back, but every negative one, you risk just, there's 1,000 more people who won't come back to baseball.
Absolutely. It was terrible during the COVID shutdown and the delayed restart when they missed the opportunity to really have the sports world only about them. And here's the thing. There is a way where this could end up working out well, and we talked about it yesterday. We're like, if they did wrap this thing up by February 15 and have a second free agent frenzy and trade frenzy and then get spring training going, like all that'll be good. But any baseball fan or any sports person that simply wants to bury their head in the sand and not pay a lick of attention between now and whenever it's over, I don't blame you. And I love our game, and I love talking about it. And anybody who ends up passionate about baseball, you end up like selling the sport to people or whatever, like talking about it that way. Not this time. No, I know how abhorrent this is. I know how gross this is. If you want to remove MLB.com from your favorites, if you want to make sure you never click on that when you're on ESPN or wherever, like take the MLB Network out of your freaking favorites rotation on your Xfinity. Go ahead. Go ahead. Bury your head in the sand until this thing is over, because it's going to suck.
And it doesn't mean anything for any of us, honestly. It doesn't really mean anything even for you. I guess it could impact you, like the absolute 1%er of baseball people that is not a baseball player or agent or owner or team employee, right? Like in the fan space, because you want to do those spring training play-by-play games, and if spring training is cut, that could impact you. But I mean, for basically everyone I imagine in our audience, like unless you work at Guaranteed Rate Field or Wrigley Field, you know, the vast majority of people that are just baseball fans, man, this doesn't matter. For the foreseeable future, it just doesn't matter. For December, it doesn't matter. For January, it doesn't matter. For February, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. We get 90 days of news that will not apply to 99% of its fan base in any sort of tangible or meaningful way.
No, you're right. You're right. And Danny, you know, I came into the meeting with like, okay, here's some ways we could talk about the lockout. Yeah. What I don't know is if we can make it fun. Can we make it fun? And the answer to that is, of course, no.
It's not possible.
You can't do it.
It's not possible.
Right?
It's not possible.
Yeah, no. I mean, nobody wants to hear about incentivizing competition. You ready for that? I mean, there may be a point where we could do a segment like that, but like it's not going to be enjoyable.
Well, tell it when it's over or when it's if we have some progress, debating like whether or not the extra innings rule worked is interesting, or like is universal DH a good thing? Like that's interesting, like for people caring about the game, but
sure.
The percentage of revenue sharing and the minor league player compensation and
the international draft that some people want.
And a draft lottery, and when you hit arbitration, and like it's all just negotiating points, you know, and it will be for the foreseeable future.
Yes. And the sad thing is the rule change stuff which actually is interesting and fun for us to debate and perhaps should be prioritized, that's just all tiny little trade chips.
That's all that is. Exactly.
It's a dollar chip in a $500 buy-in poker game. You know? I mean, that's
what you tip the waitress with.
Yeah. That's all that is. And we're talking about universal DH and banning the shift and the pitch clock and things that will affect the experience of the game for the rest of eternity, right? And all that stuff is just little throw-ins to try and get the big stuff that they actually do care about.
All right, we're going to get to know Marcus Stroman a little bit later in the show. We've done a ton of baseball already today. Charge is coming up at 3. Dave Wanstead in studio at 4 o'clock. One of my favorite tweeters, Brad Biggs, was on with Mully and Haw today, and he shared what he'd been hearing about Ryan Pace and what's been going around here. And we want to kick this around because it's very relevant to all Big Picture Bears conversation. It's next on the Score.
That's like being a fake tough guy.
Did he call me a fake tough guy?
You did on Mully and Haw. We'll talk to Paul Charchian at 3 o'clock. It's Parkins and Spiegel on the Score. It was Biggs time, as it is almost every day during the football season with those guys.
They call it a benchmark, right? I mean, whether it is a guest or whether it is a bit, every day, no matter what my morning brings, I use the Odyssey app and I rewind or I go wherever I need to go, and I do not miss Brad Biggs with Mully and Haw every day.
7 o'clock.
They got about 4 of those a show.
That's true.
I do.
Yeah.
I usually listen to Lombardi. It's usually 7 o'clock, but sometimes Big Z's at 8. Sometimes it's 6:40. If it's a Monday.
Not as much of a benchmark then, is it?
Well, if it's a Monday and he's waiting on a flight, might be 5:40. You don't know. So it's you just use the Odyssey app. That's what I'm saying. The rewind feature is magical.
Okay. Yeah, there's 5 and 5, pick hey, six.
Look, I'm just a newsbreaker trying to protect my sources. All right?
Yeah, no, it's true, but it can't be at 5:40. That will interrupt the 5 and 5.
Yeah,
I'm with you. It's an incredible football segment.
It really is.
And Biggs is talk about a guy who's got a lot of information. I read that 10 Thoughts column, you know, first thing every Monday morning.
It's too bad you can't follow him on Twitter.
That's okay. never mind. Anyway, I'm just saying. Just saying, it's good content that he's putting out there. That's all I'm saying. It's very good content. But he was on with Mully and Haw today, and he talked about what is or is not being rumored about Ryan Pace.
I think the Bears sort of connected them with their press conference at the end of last season. Now, whether I look at them as one or you look at them as one, how the fan base views them, it doesn't matter. It matters what George McCaskey wants to do and how he views it. There's been rumors of Pace potentially getting some type of promotion at Hallis Hall for almost 12 months. So that's not new. Is there anything to it? You know, I don't know. Has it risen to the level of there even being some smoke yet? I'm not sure about that. You know, you talk about the guy has had one winning season to this point. Certainly looks like they're not going to be above 500 this year, and they haven't won a playoff game. How could they give him a bigger role? Well, what's a bigger role? What would really be part of it? You know, I mean, there's a ton of unknowns there. You have to, I think, prepare yourself for the unexpected at times when you're looking at the Bears and what they want to do. We'll have to see, but it will be very interesting, I think, at the end of the season to see what decisions George McCaskey makes. And
so there have been rumors, Danny Parkins, for 12 months that Ryan Pace was due for a promotion of some kind.
Okay. It's weird, though. It would not feel like a promotion. And I wonder what it would be. And this is inside or whatever, but like when I moved from middays with you to afternoons and we were doing 5 hours, like it was a newer it was a
it was newer type of situation.
Newer type of situation, but like it was a 5-hour show and it was an afternoon, so like by appearances it was a promotion. I didn't get any extra money. I was an ass. I was told, you know, like you think that they're, like Ryan Pace is really going to get a raise? Like has he done enough to get a raise, or would it be, all right, we like the guy, we can talk to the guy. He's a pretty good drafter for the most part.
Uh-huh.
So let's keep him around and just reshuffle the organization. But we're not really giving him a raise. We're just giving him a different title. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Maybe that doesn't matter as much.
No, I don't know that it does. I mean, I feel like you're thinking about it in terms of merit. And them being a boss. But I'm telling you, and what I've always been kind of angling about when I've been talking about this is that if George and Ted feel like Ryan Pace understands football and makes them feel good about their role in understanding football, you know, let's bring some new people in here, Ryan. Yeah, we could use some new people. But we don't want you to go anywhere. You're our guy. You're our football people. Just give me a minute and think about it, man. Just from a very personal perspective, it's an insecure, dysfunctional football family that knows they really don't know what they're doing. They don't. And Ted is an accountant turned financial boss who really knows deep down that he doesn't know what the hell he's doing in these football conversations. Here's a football guy who accepts them. He accepts them. This is how John Paxson and on some level Kenny Williams have had homes in the Reinsdorf mansions for decades. This is what you do, is that you're decent at your job, right? You're pretty good at your job sometimes, but then other times you are part of the back padding society that includes ownership and everybody feels good about what they do at the very top of the food chain. And I feel like Ryan Pace may very well have insidiously worked his way in to the McCaskey and Ted Phillips structure in a way that they're going to welcome him up to that level and hire other people to come in. That would be how that scenario plays out personally. No matter how they frame it publicly, that would be how that scenario frames up personally in my mind.
Yeah, I hear you, and you've articulated it well. And I'm not disputing that. That might happen, but call me old fashioned. But like, you're like,
that's
you're
your
talking,
that's
you're
your
talking
nickname.
About it based on merit.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. That is normally how I grade whether or not my GM deserves to come back when the coach gets fired.
And
that
is normally
how I do things.
I understand. And I'm talking about it from the personality perspective of people at the top who need help and have continued to fail.
Yeah. I will say, though, while the McCaskies have been very loyal to Ted Phillips, at least based on, you know, franchise valuation, he has deserved that. They have not been that loyal to football people. They fire GMs and coaches all the time.
Yes, they have.
So it would be breaking character to then welcome someone like that in.
Uh-huh.
And I would think, again, call me old-fashioned, that in order to do that, you would have to have one playoff win on the wall.
Yeah, I hear you.
It strikes me as a very tough putt and just a big pivot. Like, you're going to all of a sudden have a football person be a made man with that kind of job security and title.
It is a change.
With those few of accomplishments. It strikes me as so drastic that I'll have to see it to believe it, man.
I understand.
I understand.
When venerable stalwarts like Dan Pompey are writing long think pieces saying it's time for a change in how you do the structure. When Gary Fensick comes on with us yesterday and says it's time for a change in how you do the structure, I think George is hearing it and getting it. I think he's hearing it and getting it right now. And we'll see. And maybe it's going to be one of those guys that Pompey threw out there, you know, Rick Smith or Trace Armstrong or, you know, somebody like that to go along with a Ryan Pace. Or maybe it won't be Ryan Pace and it'll be one of those guys, you know, we'll see. But I think a change in the structure is happening finally this offseason.
Cowboys and Saints tonight, full slate of NFL games, and a lot of decisions to make with injuries and, you know, as the fantasy football playoffs are right around the corner. We'll talk to Paul Charchian next on The Score.
Dan Bernstein here from the Bernstein and Rahimi Show, 9 a.m. to noon. Up next for the 4-7 Bears, a very tough Cardinals team comes to town. Could the Bears surprise all of us with an upset? Probably not. Keep it here, because we're covering Bears-Cardinals right up to game time, and don't forget to listen starting at 5 a.m. Monday morning for a day-long recap of the game on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans and Odyssey Station.
Google Career Certificates are designed to help job seekers learn new skills for in-demand jobs. To help Illinois job seekers, Google is partnering with local organizations to provide support and scholarships. Learn more at grow.google/certificates.
FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 670 The Score. It's Spiegs telling you about the excitement that I've added to my sports watching experience by betting on the action with FanDuel Sportsbook. How about a same game parlay during a Packers and Rams game that turns into 550 beans? Just happened to me last weekend, man. You can do same game parlays. You can get multi-sport parlay insurance. You can get all sorts of bets, including live betting during the games. It's crazy, man. And FanDuel wants you to sign up. If you haven't, you'll get $100 in free bets when you sign up. No deposit is required. FanDuel will also make your first real money wager risk-free up to $1,000. If you lose, you'll receive it back in site credit. In order to sign up, check out FanDuel's new sportsbook and racetrack in East St. Louis, formerly Fairmount Park. While you're there, you can bet, you can watch, you can win on live horse races and sports from all over the world. Sign up now and then bet on FanDuel Sportsbook easily on your phone from the comfort of home. So just head on over to FanDuel Sportsbook and Horse Racing to get in on the action. Must be 21 plus and present in Illinois. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. $10 minimum deposit required to withdraw any winnings. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For the ones who are always in the know.
Delivery confirmed.
For the ones who keep things running. For the innovators and the problem solvers. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, experienced staff at local branches, and free access to experts to help answer your toughest questions. So whatever challenge you face, we have the knowledge and products to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get help managing your money for the life and years ahead with Fidelity Income Planning. We'll look at what you've saved, what you'll need, and help you build a flexible plan for cash flow designed to last so you can go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, number NYSE SIPC.
Hey, it's Molly, and my favorite home bar, the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig, is ready to set any vibe this holiday season. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 40 bar-quality cocktails literally at the push of a button. Simply pop a cocktail pod into the home bar and press start. That's it. From Mai Tai to Margarita to an Old Fashioned, there is a cocktail for everyone. See the full selection of pods and order your DrinkWorks Home Bar only at DrinkWorks.com.
Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Incorporated, used under license.
I make it look easy.
For our best deals of the season, check out the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. With winter-only savings on all Hyundai vehicles and new cars arriving daily, it's the perfect time to get a Hyundai. It's your journey. Own it at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Sign and drive today on our most popular models with zero due at signing, zero down payment, and zero security deposit. Or choose 0% APR financing. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Offers end January 3rd. Call 224-661-0068 for details.
It's time for DePaul Blue Demons basketball. Excitement is at capacity. Anticipation is through the roof. And Wintrust Arena, it's outstanding room only.